Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Rabbi Phil Karish of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, Thursday, the 11th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Today's speaker, unfortunately, was unable to join us, and I will be sharing a brief Dvar Torah in his absence. Something that's very unique about the days of Hallel, about the days of Elul, excuse me, is that we have to really have a very clear grasp on what tshuva actually is. I heard a shiur from one of my rabbeim, someone who I had the opportunity to learn from regularly, Rabbi Reuven Leuchter. And Rabbi Leuchter shared a stunning idea from the Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, in his remarkable sefer, Nefesh HaChaim, in Sha'ar Aleph, in Prakim Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, and in Kaf as well. He speaks about a brilliant idea, and that idea is as follows. When we have a commandment, when we have a mitzvah, by definition, that is something in which God is imbued. It's as if, as Rabbi Leuchter explained, that item is actually three-dimensional. It's a 3D space. If you could envision a cube as a mitzvah, then by definition, there's space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The example that he gave is davening in a minyan. You're creating a halachic framework by putting 10 people into a room. That's correct. But at that very same time, you're able to bring the Shekhinah into the room with you. However, in sharp contrast, there are what we would loosely refer to as averas, as that which is not good. And those things, as he defined, they are two-dimensional. They are only a flat plane with no depth, with no tochen, no content, no inner sanctuary for God to exist. The only way that they have any existence at all is if we ourselves give to that two-dimensional form and make it into a reality. To do something against God's will is to take our nefesh, to take a component of who we are, and to place that valuable nefesh and put it into something that doesn't deserve and doesn't actually have space for God, and we give it value. Therefore, the Nefesh HaChaim maintains that teshuva, to do repentance during the month of Elul, yes, it will result in the changing of behaviors. But the primary thrust of teshuva is to make sure that we regain and retake our nefesh back from that which we should never have given it to in the first place. We are giving of ourselves to things that don't deserve the holy side of our nefesh, the holy element of our neshama, the chelek elokam imal. In turn, we should be trying to avoid those things throughout the month of Elul. And while, of course, it's obviously we're supposed to change our behaviors, if you really want to change your behaviors, we should do so by working on the core issue. And according to the Nefesh HaChaim, the core issue is this idea of giving of ourselves to that which is not valuable, giving ourselves to that which is unholy, that which is weekday, that which is chol, that which is chulin. So hopefully over the course of these coming weeks, as we embark and approach on the high holidays with Rosh Hashanah just 3 short weeks away, less than 3 weeks away, we could hopefully place our efforts into that which is three-dimensional, that which includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which includes God, a commandment, and to avoid those which are two-dimensional, that which is evil, that which is ra, averas, the sins which don't deserve any of the sanctity of our efforts. On that note, we're going to continue with a couple of chapters of Tehillim. That's chapters 20, 23, and 121, and 130. Prakim Kaf, Kaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf, Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, followed by the Mishaberach Percholim and Achenu. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, Moving now to chapter 23, Perek Kaf Gimel. Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo echsar. Dinos deshe yarbitzeni almei menucho sinahaleni. Nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'maglei tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki eilech b'gei tzal maves lo irara ki ato imadi. שיפתחו משנתך, הימו ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחון, נגד צוררוי. ישנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויו. אך טוב וחסד, ירדפוני כל ימי חיוי. ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. Moving now to chapter 121, פרק קוף חף אלף. Shir lama'alot, esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim evare. Al yitein lamod raglecha, al yanum shomerecha. Inei lo yanum velo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tilcha yad yiminecha yomam hashemesh lo yakecha v'yoreyach baloyla Adonai yishmorecha mikol ra yishmor et nafshecha Adonai yishmor teisecha uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. Moving to the final perek, the final chapter. Chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir hama'alos mima'amakim kerosicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tihyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Im avonos tishmorya Adonai mi'amod. Ki imcha hasalicha Ma'an tivarei kivisi Adonai kivesan nafshi v'livaro chalti nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker shomerim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki im Adonai hachesed v'arbe imo fedus. Behu Yiftes Yisrael, Mikol Avonosov. We'll now move over to the Mishaberach for Cholim. As I pause, please feel free to insert the names of those who are in need of healing. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo, Oyevarech V'Yirateyes HaCholim. Ba'avur shanam ispalalim ba'avuram, bitzchaze ha'kadosh baruch hu imalei rachamim aleihem, v'hachalimam al-raposam, ul-hachazikam ul-hachayosam, v'ishlach lahem mehera refuah shalema min ha'shamayim, v'chol evareihem, ul-chol gideihem b'soch shar cholei Yisrael, refuah ta'nefesh, refuah ta'guf, hashtah ba'agalo v'zman kariv, v'nomar amein. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנסונים בצרה ושביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתא בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered letova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern for words of inspiration from Rabbi Avraham Shvidman of Lower Merion Synagogue in Lower Merion Township in Pennsylvania. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.